Exercise 12. Listen to Matt while he's explaining his homework on the birth of internet and complete the chart. I chose to do my research on the birth of internet because I think it is the most incredible invention of the 20th century, which changed people's lives. The origins of internet date back to 1969, when the US Department of Defense organized a network called ARPANET to connect computers to share information and data, even in the case of an armed attack during the Cold War between Russia and the United States. ARPANET connected four universities: the University of California, the Stanford Research Institute, the University of Santa Barbara, and the University of Utah. Then, in the 70s, many other centers and universities asked for access, and the network started to grow. But it was only in the 80s that the World Wide Web was born, thanks to the creation of HTML to share textual and non-textual data. Mosaic was the first program to surf the web, born in 1993, followed by Netscape and Explorer. It was in this period that internet started to leave universities and to spread all over the world. In many houses there was a computer, which, to be connected to the World Wide Web, had to use a modem using the telephone line. Data transmission was 56 kilobytes per second. Now, an ADSL line can be up to 20 megabytes per second. In the 90s, the first search engines were born: Yahoo, Lycos, AltaVista, and Google among the most famous. Nowadays, internet is fundamental in everyone's daily life: to search for information or places, to book flights, trains and hotels, to do school research, to share photos and opinions, to buy books, furniture, shoes, clothes, electrical devices, and whatever you like, phone and see distant friends. Internet has been able to connect people from all over the world for the most various reasons at the strangest hours of day and night, and to share and communicate with one another through a screen, comfortably sitting on the sofa.